I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and this is The World. For more than 6 months, South Sudan has been gripped by civil unrest. Tensions in the world's newest nation began last summer when the South Sudanese president, Salva Kiir, fired his deputy, Riek Machar. By December, those tensions turned into ethnic violence between Kiir's Dinka people and Machar's tribe, the Nuer. More than 1 million South Sudanese refugees have since fled the violence, and an estimated 45,000 of them have taken shelter at a United Nations camp in Bentiu on the South Sudanese border with Sudan. But conditions in the camp have taken a turn for the worst. According to a recent report by Doctors Without Borders, we've reached Raphael Gorgiou in South Sudan. He's the country director for Doctors Without Borders. What are conditions like at the camp right now?
Yeah, as you say, I mean, the camp now, we are facing a situation where 45,000 people have moved into this camp, which is creating a lot of difficulty for humanitarian organizations to provide proper assistance. This means that today there are about 6 liters of water per person per day. And normally in this kind of setting, the minimum is 15 liters of water per person per day. There is basically one latrine for 170 people, where the minimum in such condition is one latrine for 20 people. So the consequences of that, a lot of children, especially children under 5 years old, dying from different diseases, diarrhea, for instance, and pneumonia.
So you've mentioned there's a lack of water. There's hardly any latrines. You know, I read that there was only 2,000 displaced at this camp a few months ago, and then you mentioned it's now 45,000. What propelled so many people to come? What has happened in the last 2 months that drove so many people to Bentiu?
We've seen a lot of fighting in Bentiu and around Bentiu. This actually pushed people to go to this camp to get protection there. So as you said, a few months ago, there were only 2,000 people. So the condition in the camp were not that bad. Then from 2,000, it moved to 22,000 people. Then it moved to 38,000. So it was already more difficult. And now we're talking about 45,000 people. A lot of people have been coming because where they live, they don't have food anymore.
They're seeking safety, they're seeking food, and the irony is they're not getting either at the camp because it's so overloaded with people fleeing violence. Raphael, who are these people who are at the camp? Are they Nuer? Are they Dinka? Does it matter? Is it less defined than we think?
In the camp in Bentiu, there is a mixed population of Nuer and Dinka. Most of the population are civilians, a lot of women and children.
What are the people in the camps telling you and others working there about what it's like where they're living, about sort of the violence and what's going on? Are they sort of describing the scenes?
What is interesting is to discuss with the new people arriving in the camp. They walk for hours to come to this camp. They describe actually a lack of food where they are because there is no supply going to these villages. And I think that it's really their last choice to go to Bentiu, making sure that they can be at least safe and they can have basic food.
And the division that we see at the top between the president, who's Dinka, and Riek Machar, who's a Nuer, those divisions, do they exist in the camp as well?
It does exist in the camp, but so far we haven't seen any major tension or incidents between the two communities.
We've been speaking with Raphael Gorgiou, the South Sudan Country Director for Doctors Without Borders. Thanks so much, Raphael.
You're welcome.